Thalia Fields lies under a gray ceiling of clouds, just under the turbulence, with anesthetics dripping from an IV into her arm, and the flight surgeon says the shrapnel cauterizes it traveled through her, here, breaking this rib as it entered, burning a hole through the left lung to finish in her back. And all of this she doesn't hear, except perhaps as music, that faraway music of people's voices when they speak gently and with care, a comfort to her on a stretcher in a flying hospital en route to Landstuhl, just under the rain at midnight. And Thalia drifts in and out of consciousness as a nurse dabs her lips with a moist towel, her palm on Thalia's forehead, her vitals slipping some as burned flesh gives way to the heat of blood, the tunnels within opening to fill her, just enough blood to cough up and drown in. And Thalia sees shadows of people working to save her, but cannot feel their hands, cannot hear them any longer. Can we hear them still? Do you hear the dead in the city of Manchester? And when she closes her eyes, the most beautiful colors rise in darkness, tangerine washing into Russian blue, with the droning engine humming on and a dragonfly's wings, island palms painting the sky with their thick hues dripping green, which is a way of dealing with the fact that Thalia Fields is gone, long gone, about as far from Mississippi as she can get, 10,000 feet above Iraq with a blanket draped over her body, an exhausted surgeon in tears, his bloodied hands on her chest, his head sunk down, the nurse guiding him to a nearby seat, holding him as he cries, though nobody can hear it, because nothing can be heard where pilots fly in blackout, the plane like a shadow guiding the rain, here in the droning engines of midnight.